This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Along with studio engineer MJ, Wade Gerstner with you here from St. Mary's High School as it's a biggest league doubleheader. We saw the girls' game go in favor of St. Mary's, 63-44. Now the boys' contest, Rossville ranked 6th in 2A, record of 9-4, 4-3 in Big East League play. Taking on the 9th-ranked team in 3A, St. Mary's Bears, 11-1 overall. Perfect 5-0 in league play. Got off to a 10-0 start. Their only loss was in the championship of the Thunder Classic up at Seneca and Seamaw Central. Lost that one by 8 points, 53-45. Willis Bradley, head coach, his 8th year, record of 124-51. Former K-State men's basketball player from 2010-14. He's led this program to the state tournament back in 20 and then 22 and 23. In 22, they made it all the way to the championship game before losing to Hillsborough. Actually, I think that was 23. And then 22, they had lost to Mound Ridge in the first round. Not a lot of light up here to look at my notes that I put down on my sheet. St. Mary's 11-1 overall, and they will take on Rossville again coming up on February 24th in Rossville. But tonight's game is the league game of the two, because not everybody in the Big East League plays each other twice. But St. Mary's Rossville, 6 miles separates them. Similar situation, St. Mary's plays Silver Lake, Rossville plays Silver Lake, so they all play each other twice. But the first meeting is the league, the game that counts towards the league standing. St. Mary's averaging 57 points a game, giving up just 40. And they are deep. They can play 9, 10, 11 players. They can shoot it. They can all handle the ball very well. Very entertaining team. But the thing that's really got them going better than even last year is they're playing better defense, according to Coach Bradley. Last year, they started 9-1, but finished 13-8. 5-5 in the league. They went 4-7, limped to the finish, and then got knocked out first round of sub-state. They had won three consecutive Mideast League titles, but last year, it was Rossville co-champs with Rock Creek. More on Rossville in a moment. St. Mary's last year played Rossville twice, and Rossville won both meetings, 68-52 in Rossville and 62-57 on this very floor. St. Mary's lost just one senior from last year, 95% of their scoring returns, 6 seniors, 5 juniors, 9 sophomores, 10 freshmen, 30 kids out for basketball, so good numbers. They start 3 seniors, a junior, and a sophomore. They are led by Brady Hurla and Ben DeVader, averaging 16 and 14 respectively, but they've got Howie Rizak, who's going to be going to the Shrine Bowl to play football. They had a presentation for him just a little while ago between a game. Cyprian Jackson's a very good, talented player, averaging 8 a game. Alex Gallegos is averaging 9 a game. Zach Summers off the bench averages 7, so it's a balanced attack for St. Mary's. We'll tell you about the Rossville Bulldog Boys coming up in 2 minutes. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, tell you more about Rossville here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Doug's Pharmacy on Main Street in Rossville cares about the community they serve. They offer 24-hour emergency service, delivery service, durable medical equipment, and can handle all your prescription needs. Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, proud to support our local schools.
Serving the area since 1987, L&L Automotive in St. Mary's is ready to help you with your car restoration. Need a classic car upgrade? L&L Automotive in St. Mary's can restore your car to your wants and needs. For more information, call 785-437-3724.
Let St. Mary's Steamworks be your go-to place for all of your favorite team screen printing and spirit wear needs. They can do customized printing on all types of apparel and can have it ready when you need it. St. Mary's Steamworks in St. Mary's, here for your screen printing and spirit wear needs.
Start your dream home now with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
Locally owned and operated for 25 years, Miller Motors in Rossville is proud to support area communities. Miller Motors offers the finest in used vehicles and has a terrific service department. It's your next vehicle at Miller Motors, 215 West Highway 24 in Rossville.
Introducing a new player joining Silver Lake Bank's lineup of loyalty debit cards. Pay tribute with the card that gives back with a new Folds of Honor loyalty debit card from Silver Lake Bank. Your Folds of Honor card helps support and honor the sacrifice of fallen or disabled service members and first responders. More than $125,000 has been donated to local organizations from the Silver Lake Bank Loyalty Card Program. Show your support. Learn more at silverlakebank.com. Silver Lake Bank in Topeka, Lawrence, Overland Park, and Silver Lake. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And welcome back. We talked about the St. Mary's boys. Ross still coming in 9-4, 4-3, led by head coach Brandon McDonald. In his third year, record 31-25. Last year, Ross went 15-7. Co-champs to the Mid-East League with Rock Creek, lost in sub-state semifinals, Nemaha Central. This is a team that starts two seniors, three juniors. They have all five of their starters back from a year ago. They started 6-1 this year. They're 5-3 since. They have 21 in the roster, seven seniors, seven juniors, six sophomores, and seven freshmen. We're going to pause now for the national anthem. We return. We'll give you the starting lineups for both teams here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Stock Grower State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14 month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Whether you're looking at high performance tires for the best ride or budget friendly all season tires, we're here for you.
We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
Security threats. They are scary, they are real, and they happen. Whether it's a cyber threat or a physical threat, you won't see it coming. Is your business prepared? If not, where do you start? Rest easy. The experts at Nextech are here to help. With a free security assessment, we can discover where you may have gaps and come up with a solution that will protect your business assets. Visit next-tech.com/business to learn more about security protection.
Ready to find your
this
path to financial freedom?
Sports Radio Network.
Hey, Wade Christian back with you, St. Mary's High School. Let's introduce you to starting lineups first for Rossville. Jacoby McDonald, coach's son, 5'5 junior point guard. Jack Donovan, a 5'11 junior guard, all-league as a sophomore. Cameron Miller is a 6'4 junior forward, second team all-league as a sophomore. Ron Bush, a 6'3 senior center. And Cameron Badura is a 6'4 senior forward. Rossville with a win against Bishop Ward, then a loss to Sacred Heart. They beat Chapman, beat Silver Lake, beat Holton. Lost by two to Hiawatha, beat Riley County, lost to Perry LeCompton, then won the JCN tournament, beat JCN, Northeast Kansas, and Perry LeCompton in the final. Lost Nemaha Central by just one last week, and then beat Jeff West last night, 65-38. They're 9-4, 4-3 in league play. Noah Cross and Dale Golder are the assistants. For Rossville averaging 64 points a game, giving up 51 per contest. For St. Mary's, Will Spradling, head coach, eighth year, assisted by Tim Rodden, Caden Hurla, and Mitch Flanagan. Starting lineup for this St. Mary's team. This is Cyprian Jackson. He is a 6'3 senior guard, averaging 8 points and 6 rebounds. Brady Hurla is a 6-foot senior point guard, averaging 16 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 steals. Alex Gallegos is a 6-foot senior guard, averaging 9 points, 3 rebounds. Ben DeVader, a 5'10 junior guard, averaging 14 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals. And Howie Rezac, 6'4 senior forward, averaging 7 points, 5 rebounds. He's going to play football at Hutchinson as a linebacker. He'll be playing in the Shrine Bowl later on this summer. DeVader, second-team All-Leaguer a year ago. Brady Hurla, first-team All-Leaguer a season ago. Cole Hurla, well, he'll play a little bit tonight. That is Brady's brother. And then Brady and Cole are cousins with Jace Hurla, who will probably play some tonight as well. And Jace's older brother is the quarterback at the Washburn Ichabods football team, Keller Hurla. A lot of Hurlas over here in St. Mary's. St. Mary's, it'll be Cyprian Jackson to jump against Bradura for Rossville, and the tip is controlled by Brady Hurla. And St. Mary's has the basketball moving to our right. St. Mary's in the white uniforms with the blue numerals outlined in the black. Rossville comes out in their Amoeba zone with the black jerseys with the white numerals and lettering. With it is Gallegos over to DeVader. St. Mary's a team that can really shoot the three. Going baseline, underhand pass, wild pass there by Gallegos, and he throws it away. Early turnover for the Bears. Bears, that one loss to Nemaha Central. Rossville just lost Nemaha Central by one. Rossville and St. Mary's in opposite sub-states. Rossville 2A, they'll be at Valley Heights. Not necessarily at Valley Heights, but they hope to be. The sub-state finals will be played there. And Hiawatha hosts the 3A sub-state, and that's where St. Mary's will be. Here's a lob underneath for Brock Bush. Turns, pivots, right-hand shot up and good. Brock Bush with the early bucket. Rossville leads 2-0. Last year when these two teams met, Rossville won both meetings, and Rossville really bothered St. Mary's with their size in the paint, and that really bothered Silver Lake in a game we did earlier in the year in December, actually technically in 2024. Rossville won that game 79-74. Here's Brady Hurla all the way to the hoop, and the scoop is good off the window. Nice move. Brady Hurla, who missed all of the games before Christmas break due to some ligament damage in his ankle due to football. Here's McConnell, who's runner in the lane. Baker, no. Ball tipped out, and Hurla comes away with it. Brady in the front court. Between the leg dribble. Now brings it back out at the SM logo, representing St. Mary's on the wing. Here's Jackson over to DeVader. Vaders have shoot the ball very well all season long from three-point land, and he's fouled in the corner as McDonald called for the personal on the reach. That's his first team foul on Rossville. 2-2 tie. Rossville, the amoeba zone, kind of match up out of it at times. In the far corner, Hurla, Brady's three, short. Rebound, Bush had it. Rezac fighting for it, saves it, but goes right to McDonald. He likes to push it. 3-on-2 out to Badura. Back into the cutter of the bucket. That was Miller to Badura, and Badura is fouled. Miller, 6'4", averaging 10.8 rebounds a game. The foul is on DeVader, his first team foul on the Bears. Here's Donovan, who can light it up in a hurry. He can score points in bunches. Had the ball knocked away, and last touch by Donovan for an early turnover there. Or Rossville. Coach McDonald telling me that we learned quite a bit about our team against Nemaw Central, and it was, you know, sure we would have loved to win the game, but we know we can play with one of the best teams right there in the state in 3A, and St. Mary's one of the best teams in 3A as well. A little backdoor cut. Jackson trying to go to Gallegos on the baseline, but the pass tipped out of bounds. 5:59 to go first quarter, 2-2 tie. St. Mary's girls won earlier tonight, 63-44. Here's a lob into Jackson. He catches it. Gives it up to Brady Hurla, wasn't ready for it, fumbles it, now brings it back out. Has a white armband on that left arm. He catches in the paint. Brady, quick move into the hoop. Wow, outstanding quickness. He has four. And it's 4-2, St. Mary's. Here's some full court pressure. St. Mary's will go full court man to man. Their defense really improved from a year ago, and now a foul called on Gallegos reaching in. Second team foul on the Bears. Wichita Collegiate, number one team in the state in 3A. Latest rankings are out. The Kansas Basketball Coaches Association usually come out on a Tuesday. Here's a lob for Badura. Knocked away, loose, and pinballs around. Finally ricochets in the arms of Brady Hurla for St. Mary's. Brady has it between the ovals. Going to work against McDonald out of that zone. DeVader back to Brady Hurla. Got a drive and a hand check called on Badura. That's his first. Second foul on the Bulldogs. The girls' finals, Royal Valley beat Holton tonight 55-50. Horton beat Jackson Heights 44-32. Troy over JCN. Here's a three missed by Brady Hurla from the top of the key, rebounded by Miller. Troy beat JCN 60-35. Here's Donovan. They're going to pay close attention to him. Rezac guarding Badura, and he throws away, driving the baseline, jumped in the air, nowhere to go, stolen by Gallegos. Here's DeVader. He is rejected by Donovan. Here comes McDonald. McDonald going all the way. Whoa, nice dish to the trailer. Missing the layup, though, is Badura. He had a really good JCN tournament. Can't finish at the rack that time. And here's Brady Hurla. Into the paint. Floater, short. Rebound, fought for. Rezac comes down with it, flips it up and in. Allie Rezac with the bucket. And it's 6-2, St. Mary's. Here's the full court man-to-man. Not really looking to trap. They're just trying to speed up the tempo if they can. Occasionally they'll trap. And now this pass knocked away, trying to save it. In doing so is Gallegos, but right to Rossville's Bush. No-look pass to Donovan. That didn't work out well. Stolen by Jackson. Turnovers even at a 2. 4 minutes to go, first quarter. Pass far side, knocked out of bounds by Cameron Miller. Another second team all-leaguer as a sophomore. Donovan was an all-leaguer last year as a sophomore. The Rossville team has most of their pieces back from last year's team, went 15-7. and Coach Amps. First time they've been winning a league title in 14 years. They're athletic. They have length. Very talented Roscoe team. Brady Hurlett picked up there by Badura out of that amoeba zone. Wrap around to DeVader, right of the key three, off to the left. Rebound, tipped around, and Miller finally corrals it for the Bulldogs. Quickly ahead, Donovan. Pump fake, drive baseline, and missing a layup to Badura. That's the second layup Badura has missed. Also, they'll get up and down. They score 64 a game. Here's Brady Hurlett into the paint. The scoop with the left is good. And a Euro step. Hurlett has six. St. Mary's 8. 8-2 St. Mary's. Timeout Rossville. We'll take one as well. Back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pole.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you. We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Roscoe calling a 30-second timeout to regroup a little bit. St. Mary's leading 8-2. Brady Hurlett with six of those 8 points. Badura's had a couple of good looks but can't finish at the rim so far. Here's a three by Miller. And he answers right out of the timeout. He drops it right into the bucket. Miller at 6'4", but short on some range. Hits the three-pointer. And it's 8-5. Bears with the lead. They swing against the amoeba zone of Roscoe. It's a 2-3 look. Here's a three from about 30 feet by Brady Hurlett. He checked, and he misses. Not sure about that shot. Back the other way, McDonald. On the baseline, flips it out front. Miller hops into a three and hits it. And just like that, Roscoe's tied it. Back-to-back triples. Coach McDonald saying, get the ball to Miller and let him shoot threes. Well, maybe not, but if that was the advice, that's what's worked. Here's a three. Back the other way. Gallegos hits it from the far wing. He's shooting 46% from downtown as Gallegos, 11-8, St. Mary's. Here's McDonald. Over to Donovan. He tries to answer his three, bouncing off. Badura up high, fighting for the rebound with Jackson. Jackson hits the deck and rolls it out to his teammate, which is Zach Summers, who started some last year as a sophomore, coming off the bench this year, averaging 7 a game. Jackson finds a crease all the way to the hoop. A little up and under, no, but he is fouled. Jackson will get two free throws. Foul is on Will Cook, who just checked in the ballgame. Third team foul on Rossville. Two team fouls on the Bears. Rossville will be at Sabetha Friday. They'll host Royal Valley Tuesday. They played last night. Rossville won easily over Jeff West, 65-38, as Jackson misses a free throw. St. Mary's will be at Holton on Friday. Tuesday, they host Nemaw Central. Thursday at Silver Lake. We'll have that for you on 96.9 The Pulse. Come on, Ike. Bonus basketball. Silver Lake at Holton on 96.9. Justin will have the call both on the radio and the Holton channel. So both free throws put in by Jackson. Picked that he made one out of two. Missed the first. Made the second. Here's Miller all the way to hoop. Can't finish at the rim. Rebounded by Rezac. St. Mary's has numbers, but the pass ahead from McCann landed on the sideline. So a turnover for the Bears. That's their third. 11, check that, 12-8 now. St. Mary's with the lead. Here's McDonald across the 10-second line, all the way to hoop. Tough shot. He's fouled there by McCann. Killian McCann is 5'11 junior. His first foul. Third team foul. Minute 49 to go first quarter. Team fouls even at 3 apiece. St. Mary's leads 12-8. St. Mary's led 8-2. Roscoe called a timeout. Cameron Miller hit back-to-back threes. We're tied at 8. St. Mary's came back with a three by Gallegos. And then one out of two free throws for Jackson. Donald hits the first free throw. Second free throw on the way. Also good. Coach's son, 12-10. St. Mary's. Hospital hitting the two threes by Miller. St. Mary's hitting the three by Gallegos. That's the only threes made so far. Girls game, I saw St. Mary's make five in the first quarter. St. Mary's girls won 63-44 earlier tonight over Hospital. Brady Hurlett, double team for a moment. Now plus it back to DeVader. DeVader, 43 threes on the year, shooting 47% from three. Now to Summers. He's averaging 7 off the bench. Last year averaged 6 a game. Pump fake by McCann. Goes baseline. Trying to bounce it to Rizak off his shin. Now back to Summers. Now if there's a shot clock, it would come into play right now, but there isn't one. And now a pass trying to go back to McCann. Pass thrown behind McCann out of bounds. Turnover St. Mary's. Once again, the full court man-to-man pressure. They'll try to trap on certain occasions if they see the opportunity. Will the Bears? Here is Badura into the paint. Good job by Rizak to move his feet. Back out to McDonald. Head coach says, let's run a particular set here. Under a minute to go, first quarter. 12-10 in favor of St. Mary's. Here's Donovan. Gets the score, but he could score in bunches. Here's Madura. Plays it back. Rizak's done a good job guarding him. Now McDonald checks with his coach, who's also his dad. See what they want to do now. Miller posting up is Will Cook. Pump fake. Gets it up in the air. Summers went for the pump fake. Missed the shot, but Cook will go to the line for a couple of free throws. Summers with the personal, his first, 14 foul. Will Cook to the foul line. Free throw on the way. It's up and short. Cook, a 5'10 senior, and that's kind of some of the dirty work for this team coming off the bench. He'll play really good defense. He's a little wider body, and he's not afraid to go in and rebound. Second free throw. He knocks it down. And it's 12-11. St. Mary's with the lead and the ball moving to our right. Brady Hurlett at 6 points in this first quarter. Summers out to DeVader. Picked up there by Miller, and Miller pokes it away. 27 seconds to work with for the Bears. Summers to throw it in from the corner. Lobs it into Brady Hurlett, far sideline in front of the Rossville bench. Plays it over to DeVader. He checks the clock. And the Bears will hold for the final shot of this first period. Brady Hurlett with the rock. Has it poked away from behind. DeVader gets to it. 6 on the clock. DeVader has it knocked away and stolen by Tayson Horak, who just came into the game, and then a foul is called on St. Mary's. Or did he step out of bounds? I think Horak stepped out of bounds after he came up with that steal. First time we saw Rossville, they were playing Silver Lake back in mid-December. Horak was out with an injury, averaged 8 a game a year ago. 3.6 to work with. Hurla has it in the backcourt. Now he shoots from the bear at half court and just short. Oh, man, that was online. At the end of one, St. Mary's 12, Rossville 11. Back in 1 minute, this is high school basketball, 96.9, the Pulse.
Bucati Companies in Rossville is here to protect your quality of life. They provide products and services to individuals and families that help build and protect their health and financial security throughout all stages of life. Bucati Companies can assist in a variety of ways, whether it be helping with employee benefits, HR consulting and training, property and casualty insurance, benefit administration, payroll and accounting, to even helping with compliance. They do all of this with a proven track record of service, knowledge, teamwork, and integrity. Bucati Companies in Rossville, expertise you experience.
Ready to find your path to financial freedom? Turn to Horak Legacy Group. We're an independent financial services company dedicated to helping you with tailored strategies and top-tier insurance solutions. Protect your family and plan for a brighter future. Family-owned and locally rooted with offices in Rossville and Topeka, trust Wendy Horak and our team for your hometown financial planning needs. Horak Legacy Group, where your financial legacy begins. Those who prepare for their future have one.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wade Gershon back with you on 96.9 The Pulse, the only locally owned operated radio station in Topeka. Rossville on the road taking on St. Mary's. Had to take the 6-mile bus trip west to take on the Bears. Will Cook had the ball knocked away by Rizak, and then Cook gets it back, and that'll be a carry violation on Will Cook. Turnover for Rossville. That is their third. Rossville in the road black uniforms. It's Horak, McDonald, Donovan, Cook, and Miller. Gallegos, along with Brady Hurla, DeVader, Rizak, and Summers. Those are the 10 players on the floor right now. Gallegos hit a three earlier. Here's Brady Hurler trying to penetrate against that amoeba zone. Now to DeVader. DeVader into the paint. The floater up wide right. Rezac the rebound. Stick back good. Rezac with his second rebound and put back. That's 14-11. St. Mary's in front. McDonald having problems with pressure in the backcourt. Big hounded. Now gets it over to Miller. Back to the trailer. McDonald across the 10-second line. Over to Donovan. Donovan averaging about 18 or 19 a game, and he has not scored yet. Done a pretty good job on him. Horak lobs it. Nice catch. Miller lays it up and in. He has eight. Good look on the lob by Horak. 14-13 in favor of St. Mary's. Of course, Horak is quarterback on the Rossville team that made it to the state semifinals, losing to Centralia. Here's a three on the way. DeVader, too strong. Falls his own shot. Nobody boxed him out. Open 15-footer. Back iron, no. Ball tipped out. On the ricochet comes to McDonald. McDonald going all the way to the hoop. Is Banker up? Nope, too strong. Ball tipped out. Rezac comes away with a loose change. And now this is Gallegos. He challenges. Floater in the lane. It is good. Gallegos with five. And at 16-13, St. Mary's. And the clock just went out. Looks like somebody unplugged it. There we go. Will Spradling was head coach, knew exactly what had happened. Some cord or something got bumped there below the bleachers to the far side. The clock went out, but it didn't reset or anything, so we're good to go. 16-13, St. Mary's with the lead. Crossville is down 8-2. They called a timeout. Back-to-back threes by Cameron Miller, and that tied it up at 8. It's been back and forth since. I was talking about Horak, of course. So many great athletes playing at Rossville and that Horak family. And what a comeback Rossville had in that Jackson Heights football game that I was able to do on the radio. So we have an officials timeout. I think just to make sure everything is right on the scoreboard, maybe you take a little bit of time off the clock. Yep, that's what we're going to do. They're going to take, man, we did all that to take 1 second off the clock, but 1 second is 1 second. So the teams huddle up on the far side, kind of an unofficial timeout. And now back to it. In the ball game is Makai Jackson, 5'10 senior. He was a big part of that comeback in that playoff win against Jackson Heights back in November. Here's Horak, the left-hand dribble. Picks up the dribble, guarded by Brady Hurl. Man-to-man defense by St. Mary's. Gallegos against Donovan. Donovan shoots the three. It's up and off to the left. Challenged there by Gallegos. Rebounded by Rezac. Quickly ahead, Summers finds DeVader. DeVader's been quiet. Has yet to score. Donovan has not scored. That's two of the best scorers on the floor, one for each team. Brady Hurla has been quiet since he scored six early. Pull up Jay. Swish. Nice move by Gallegos. He has seven. 18-13, St. Mary's. Back the other way. Miller dishes to Cook. Cook up strong. Counted on a foul. DeVader called for the personal, his second. Both Cook was able to double clutch in midair. Great find and dish there by Miller. 18-15. The first foul on St. Mary's in the second quarter. Free throw for Cook. He's 1-2 from the line. Make it 1-3. Misses that one. Rebound by McKeon, who just checked in. 18-15. Quickly down the floor. Hurla scores. Just took it all the way down the floor. Nobody stopped him. Tough finish at the rack with the left hand. And it is 20-15 in favor of St. Mary's. Here's Makai Jackson. Picks up the dribble. Gets it to Horak. Horak bumped and fouled as Rezac went for a steal. That's the first on Howie Rezac, 6'4 senior. Second team foul on the Bears. Brandon McDonald, he was an assistant coach at Topeka West. He played at Topeka High. Played at Baker for 4 years. Third year as a head coach for Rossville. Record 31-25. And just the second year, they got to share the league title. Here's inbounds by Horak. And didn't touch anybody. Goes out of bounds on the near sideline. Rossville started out strong. 4-1, they're 5-3 since. Off the substate similar year ago to Nemaha Central over Riley County, went 15-7. They think they can make it to state this year. Both these teams have the potential to do that. Here is Brady Hurley. Had it poked away. McDonald comes away with the steal. Behind the back dribble. McDonald goes up strong. Has it stuffed by McCann. Rebound by Horrock. Over to Donovan. St. Mary's fans love that stuff against McDonald. What a block by McCann. And a lob inside. Stolen by Brady Hurley. Brady goes all the way to my right. Layup. Good. Roswell needs a timeout. It started with defense from McCann. Hurley finishes the other way. 22-15, St. Mary's biggest lead. Timeout on the floor by Roswell. We'll take one as well. Back in 30 seconds. Well, let's see here. I think it's a full. So it is a full. We'll take a one-minute timeout. Back in 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse.
Hi, this is Remington from Clements Welding and Supply in Morrow. My dad and I do a wide range of projects for our customers. We are dealers for Sherlock, Sioux City Tarp, and Thunderstone, Minimizer Fenders, and your Dexter and Redneck trailer parts. We can make you a custom hydraulic hose and stock Interstate batteries. At Clements Welding and Supply, we make custom metal projects and farm equipment repairs. Check us out on Facebook or stop by Clements Welding and Supply in Morrow, Kansas.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they are an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back. Quick pass ahead, and Jason Horrock drills a high-arching three from the far corner. Nothing but nylon for Horrock. That's the third made three of the night for Rossville. And inside, Hurla, double clutches, can't finish. So each time Coach McDonald calls a timeout, Rossville hits a three. Here's McDonald. Wild pass, but Horrock's wide open. He'll take another one. This one is short, and then hit the rim and goes out of bounds, far corner. St. Mary's leading 22-18. 3:52 to go in this first half. Brady Hurley into the front court. Adam McCann. He finds a crease. Finds Jackson. Back out Brady Hurley. A deep NBA range three off to the left. Brock Bush battling for the rebound, and Donovan comes away with it. Here's Horrock. Pass ahead to McDonald. He fumbled it, bobbled it, had a chance at a layup. Now Donovan has it. Left of the wing. Guarded by McCann. Man-to-man defense. St. Mary's been in all night. Also stay in Amoeba zone. Here's a back cut for Donovan. Perfect pass on McDonald. And Donovan with his first 2 points. Maybe that'll get him going. 22-20. St. Mary's. Approaching 3 minutes to play first half. Gallegos. Cuts through. Flips it up with the right and scores. He has 9. 24-20. He averages 9 a game. And now steal by Gallegos against McDonald. And lays it up and in. Make it 11. Turnover Rossville, their fifth. That one a costly one. Here's the full court man-to-man again. 26-20. St. Mary's. McDonald brings it up. Kicks it in the far corner to Horrock. Horrock behind the back dribble. And he stepped out of bounds on the baseline. Rossville sped up a little bit. St. Mary's biggest lead has been 7 at 22-15. They lead by 6 at the moment. St. Mary's started here 10-0. They're now 11-1. Only lost to Emoff Central. Rossville's 9-4. Both teams ranked. Rossville 6-2A. St. Mary's 9-3A. Nevada against the Amoeba zone. Makai Jackson and Badur at the top of that zone. Donovan, Bush, and Miller on the baseline. Called Amoeba zone, but it's really a 2-3 zone. They just extended quite a bit on the perimeter. Now over to Brady Hurley. Hurley drives against Jackson. Cut off there. Good help by Badura. Hurley now slithers his way in lane. Slips and falls. And stolen by Miller. To the trailer, Badura. Turns and shoots on the dribble drive left and hits it. Had to contort his body. A nice play by Badura. His first two. And it's 26-22. St. Mary's with 6 turnovers. Brady Hurley over at DeVader. DeVader yet to score, averages 14 a game. And now Gallegos had a hot hand. He has 11 in his first half. Lobs all the way out. Dangerous pass to Brady here. Let's check that to Vader. Vader, a little crossover. Flips it back to Gallegos on the baseline. Out front, wide open. Summers lines up a three. Top of the circle, bounces off. Jackson up high for the rebound. Stick back, no. But he is fouled. Well, what an effort by Jackson. Bush with the foul. That's his first. That's the first foul on Roscoe in the second quarter. And Jackson to the line to shoot a couple of free throws. He's 1-2 from the stripe tonight. Averages 8 points, 6 rebounds off the bench. Hits the first. St. Mary's girls won earlier tonight, 63-44. Their star center, Hayden Heim, had 2 3-pointers, 31 points. Numerous rebounds and blocks. She was awesome again. As Jackson hits both free throws, and St. Mary's lead is back to 6 at 28-22. Donovan into the front court at the Bear logo at half court. Right side it goes to Makai Jackson. Now Miller at the volleyball line between the circles. Bush wide open on a cross screen down low. Turns, and Jackson got him with the body. Bush turned kind of the wrong way. He was wide open, turned more into the defense. And that pass should have been to him a little sooner, too, because he was open for about 2 full seconds. Jackson called for the foul. That's his first. Third team foul. And so shooting free throws is Brock Bush. And Brock struggled at the line this year, but he swishes that one. He has 3 points, 6'3 senior. Second free throw on the way. That one also good. 28-24. Here's Summers on the baseline, cut off there. Brady Hurley picked up there by Badura. Baseball pass to the near side. Beyond the three-point line, Summers. Between the ovals goes to Vader. Pump fake, dribble, now kick out. Far corner three, Brady Hurley halfway down and out. And Brock Bush, a strong rebound, cleans the glass. 2-on-1. Miller goes all the way and scores. That was impressive by Miller. Just glided to the hoop very smoothly. And it's 28-26. Miller now in double figures with 10. St. Mary's could hold for the final shot of this first half. Well, Rossville, give them credit. They're down 8-2, 22-15. And they get a stop here. They'll be down just 2 going into the locker room at halftime. Roscoe fans chanting defense. 10 seconds on the clock. Brady Hurley into the lane. Forces it up and misses. Rebounded there by Miller. There's time. 3 seconds. Miller into the front court. Pull up Jay from the right elbow. Wide left. And that's the end of the first half. St. Mary's 28. Roscoe 26. Back with a halftime show after this 2-minute timeout on 96.9 The Pulse.
Locally owned and operated for 25 years, Miller Motors in Rossville is proud to support area communities. Miller Motors offers the finest in used vehicles and has a terrific service department. It's your next vehicle at Miller Motors, 215 West Highway 24 in Rossville.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband, John, an investment advisor representative with Horrock Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horrock Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Maripal Wealth Management, LLC. Horrock Legacy Group, LLC and Maripal Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
Life's better when you're under our roof because our agents can help you choose insurance to help protect what matters most. Life insurance from American Family Life Insurance Company can help financially protect your loved ones by replacing a portion of your income if you were to pass away. That means your family could have the help they need to continue to pursue their dreams. Contact Michelle Martin and her team to help guide you to the right coverages. Call 785-437-2274 or email mmartinagency@amfam.com. Products not available in all states. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
At Gray's Auto Repair and Towing in St. Mary's in Rossville, you can rest easy knowing that their highly skilled and experienced auto service professionals are handling your vehicle. Their technicians bring years of experience, skill, and education to the auto repair table. Gray's Repair offers 24/7 towing and is dedicated to their customers as they're locally owned and operated to serve you. So, if your vehicle needs some TLC or are in need of a tow, contact Gray's Auto Repair in St. Mary's or Rossville.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Along with Studio Engineer MJ, Wade Gershner with you on this fine Tuesday evening from St. Mary's, Kansas, as the St. Mary's Bears lead the boys' varsity contest at halftime over Rossville by a score of 28-26. St. Mary's jumped out to a 8-2 lead. Rossville called a timeout. Cameron Miller then hit back-to-back threes in a span of about 30 seconds. We're tied at 8. St. Mary's led 12-11 to end of 1. Led 22-15. Coach McDonald had to call another timeout. Right out of the timeout, it was Jason Horak who hit a three. And Rossville is within two at halftime, 28-26. St. Mary's led in that first half by Alex Gallegos with 11 points, including a three-pointer. Rader Hurla had 10 in the first half. 3 points on three free throws for Cyprian Jackson. 4 points for Howie Rizak. Ben DeVader averaging 14 a game, held scoreless in that first half, but he'll probably get going here in the second half. St. Mary's hit just a 1-3, that by Gallegos, 3-4 from the line, and had unofficially 6 turnovers in that first half. For Rossville, they were led by Cameron Miller with 10 points, and those 2 threes are referred to. 4 points for Brock Bush, 3 points off the bench for Will Cook, 2 for Cameron Madura, 3 points on a 3 by Tayson Horak, 2 points for Jack Donovan, and 2 points for Jacoby McDonald. Rossville, 5-7 from the line, hit 3 threes, 2 by Miller, 1 by Horak, and turned over 6 times in that first half. 28-26, St. Mary's boys with the lead at halftime at Rossville. More of a halftime show to come after this 2-minute timeout. This is high school basketball, 96.9 The Pulse.
Let St. Mary's Steamworks be your go-to place for all of your favorite team screen printing and spirit wear needs. They can do customized printing on all types of apparel and can have it ready when you need it. St. Mary's Steamworks in St. Mary's, here for your screen printing and spirit wear needs.
Doug's Pharmacy on Main Street in Rossville cares about the community they serve. They offer 24-hour emergency service, delivery service, durable medical equipment, and can handle all your prescription needs. Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, proud to support our local schools.
Stock Growers State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Serving the area since 1987, L&L Automotive in St. Mary's is ready to help you with your car restoration. Need a classic car upgrade? L&L Automotive in St. Mary's can restore your car to your wants and needs. For more information, call 785-437-3724.
Security threats. They are scary, they are real, and they happen. Whether it's a cyber threat or a physical threat, you won't see it coming. Is your business prepared? If not, where do you start? Rest easy. The experts at NextTech are here to help. With a free security assessment, we can discover where you may have gaps and come up with a solution that will protect your business assets. Visit next-tech.com/business to learn more about security protection.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Halftime of the boys' contest. We have a good one as we anticipated. Of course we do. MJ's running the board, and I'm calling the action. That combination means we're going to have a close game, and that's what we have here. 28-26, St. Mary's leading Rossville in battle of two state-ranked teams in boys' hoops in the state of Kansas. Now, earlier tonight, it wasn't as close a game as we were hoping for between Rossville and St. Mary's. St. Mary's girls win 63-44. They were up 19-16. It was 21-18. They won a 12-0 run. They outscored Rossville 28 in the third quarter. Go on to win it by 19, led by as many as 26. St. Mary girls are now 8-5, 5-1 in league play. Hayden Heim led the way at 6'3 senior center. Rossville, no answer for her, especially without Nora Burdick, 5'11 sophomore athletic forward for Rossville, averaging 16 points, 10 rebounds. She's out with a broken hand, so it was uphill climb for Rossville, dealing with Heim inside. Hayden Heim is going to play Division II basketball next year. She's committed to Central Missouri. She had 31 points. That was just 28 points, 14 rebounds. She had 31 points tonight. 15 in the first half, 16 in the second half, 5-6 in the line. Numerous blocks and rebounds. Hit 2 3-pointers as well. She had it all going tonight. Isabel Hurla chipped in 11 points and 3 threes. Jalen Breeze had 10 points and a couple threes. St. Mary's had 5 threes in the first quarter. They hit 8 threes in the game as the Bears knock off Rossville 63-44. Riley Dick, the very talented junior point guard, averaged 22 a game. He had 23 tonight in a losing effort, including a 3-pointer, perfect 6-6 from the line, but just didn't have enough offensive support especially the verdict being out hurt. Roswell girls are now 6-8 overall, 1-7 in league play. Roswell girls and boys will be at Sabetha Friday. Tuesday host Royal Valley. St. Mary's girls and boys at Holton on Friday. Tuesday host Nemaw Central. And then next Thursday at Silver Lake with the halfway at 96-9 the Pulse. And a reminder that tomorrow night we'll have bonus basketball for you. Silver Lake at Holton. That's makeup of games supposed to be played back in January. Justin Fluke will have the call for you on the Holton streaming channel and also on the radio here on 96.9 The Pulse. Silver Lake at Holton tomorrow night with girls' games start around 6 o'clock. Big thank you. Our sponsors make all our basketball action possible here tonight. They include Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, L&L Automotive at St. Mary's, St. Mary's Teamworks, Miller Motors in Rossville, Doltmeyer Homes, Bob's Janitorial, Pioneer Insurance of Rossville, Stock River State Bank, Cindy Glenn, Realtor, Coldwell Banker, American Home, Performance Tire and Auto, the Katie Companies of Rossville, Integrity Insurance, Horrock Legacy Group, Nextech, Silver Lake Bank, Clements Welding of Morrill, Michelle Martin, American Family Insurance Agent in St. Mary's, and Gray's Auto Repair with locations in St. Mary's and in Rossville. 28-26, St. Mary's the lead over Rossville in the boys' contest. Back for the second half in 2 minutes on 96.9 The Pulse.
Locally owned and operated for 25 years, Miller Motors in Rossville is proud to support area communities. Miller Motors offers the finest in used vehicles and has a terrific service department. It's your next vehicle at Miller Motors, 215 West Highway 24 in Rossville.
Stock Growers State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14 month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Start your dream home now at Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you.
We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
Introducing a new player joining Silver Lake Bank's lineup of loyalty debit cards. Pay tribute with the card that gives back with a new Folds of Honor loyalty debit card from Silver Lake Bank. Your Folds of Honor card helps support and honor the sacrifice of fallen or disabled service members and first responders. More than $125,000 has been donated to local organizations from the Silver Lake Bank loyalty card program. Show your support. Learn more at silverlakebank.com. Silver Lake Bank in Topeka, Lawrence, Overland Park, and Silver Lake. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We begin the second half. Ben DeVader throwing inside of Cyprian Jackson, and the pass a little bit low, and he's tied up by Miller, and the arrow goes to Rossville. So St. Mary's had the arrow, so they had the ball to start third quarter, and then a quick tie-up, and Rossville has it. Here's Miller against that full-court pressure. He attacks, kicks in the far corner. Brock Bush fakes the three, leans in. High-arcing floater in the lane. Nope, short, and rebounded there by Rezac. Jackson with the challenge defensively. DeVader goes baseline. Wraparound pass, far corner to Gallegos at 11 in the first half. Brady Hurl had 10. And timeout called by St. Mary's. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll go ahead and keep it here for the time being, since we just went to commercial break there a moment ago during our last break at halftime. Let's go through some of the scores that we have. Boys games, Nemaw Central leading Hiawatha 24-20. Troy boys leading halftime over JCN 25-17. Girls final, Centralia over Dauphin West 61-39. Horton girls win over Jackson Heights 44-32. Royal Valley over Holton and Big East play 55-50. And Troy girls win tonight 60-35 over JCN. And as I mentioned, St. Mary's over Rossville 63-44, Hayden Heim with 31 points. They just announced pizza by the slice, just a dollar. Hurry and get your pizza. Might be a little bit cold, but for a dollar, not bad. So, the zone by Rossville, they call it the amoeba zone, but more of like a 2-3 look. DeVader over to Brady Hurlett. Hurlett into the paint, pass tip, but it goes right to Rezac, turns, missed it, rebound Miller. Oh, how he'd like to have that one back. Quickly the other way is McDonald. Roswell trying to push. Hesitation dribble. McDonald goes to the hoop. Misses with the scoop. Rebound Brock Bush. Put back is good. Brock Bush with six, and we are tied at 28. Two state-ranked teams going at it. They'll meet again in 20 days, and we'll be there again for that one in Rossville. DeVader finally has an open look. The three just short from the far wing. It is about NBA range there. And here come the Bulldogs. One and done for St. Mary's. Donovan, pull-up Jay, up and off on the right of the lane. Ball tipped out, and Jackson gets it. Outlet ahead near sideline to DeVader. DeVader swings it into the near corner, goes to Gallegos, to the cutting Jackson. Jackson turns, squares up, and hits, left the lane from 12. That was a nice catch and shoot by Jackson. His first field goal, and it's 30-28, St. Mary's. 6:14 to go, third quarter. McDonald penetrating, trying to, a crossover, goes by Jackson baseline, and is fouled. Boy, McDonald's so fast. So quick, he's certainly short at 5'5", and that stinks for him when he gets amongst the trees, but that time he just schooled the bigs on the perimeter. Fouls on Jackson, his second, and team foul number one on St. Mary's. Free throw, McDonald is pure as silk. He has 3 points, he's 3 of 3 from the line. Last year, averaged 5 points and 4 rebounds. Picked up 5 points and 4 assists. Second free throw rattled in there. And we're tied at 30. Rossville has not led in this game. They've been tied a few times. Brady Hurla giving room. Deep three. Swish. Left of the key. Brady Hurla drills it. Another bullseye for him. Now back the other way. A corner three. Berdura bounces off. Rizak cleans the glass. Outlet to Hurla. 33-30 St. Mary. Hurla plays it out between the circles to DeVader. DeVader goes up. Left-hand shot, no, as he was fading away from the bucket, driving left of the lane, and rebound there by Bush. Outlet pass is tipped, stolen by Gallegos, kicks it into the corner. DeVader, three, short, and a long rebound to Miller. Miller has Donovan on his left, gives it to Donovan. He leans in, shoots, and misses. Miller, the rebound, had it, lost it. Rizak saves it baseline, and Donovan is shaken up. You got to hope he's okay. That's their top score. I think he just took a shot to the gut, knocked his wind out of it. St. Mary's, that three by Hurla was just their second of the night. That's a team that really likes to shoot the three. So 33-30. Donovan goes out holding his side, but I think he'll be okay. Jason Horak is in for Coach McDonald. Here's Brady Hurla, a deep three from about 28 feet, top of the key, misses, too strong. Comes back the other way for Rossville. Horak in the lane, throws up the runner, and it's good off the window. Tough shot by Horak. He has five. 33-32, St. Mary's. Rossville has trailed the whole game. They've tied it a few times. They haven't been able to get over the hump, take the lead. Gallegos looking inside, now over to Jackson. Plays it out front, Brady Hurla. Hurla into the paint. Now fadeaway, bounces off from 15. Out of bounds, last touch by Rossville. Well, Rossville, since midway through the first quarter, they've done a much better job guarding Brady Hurla. And they've done a wonderful job against DeVader. And likewise, St. Mary's done a wonderful job against Donovan. Donovan averaging around 18 or 19. He has just 2 points tonight. DeVader yet to score, averaging 14. Lob out to Jackson, to Gallegos, and the ball poked away and stolen there by Badura. 7 turnovers for the Bears. Here's Horak. Rossville has a chance to take the first lead of the night. Here's McDonald. Spin, dribble, turn, shot, up, and off. Boy, it was a great move. Couldn't finish. Rizak the rebound. Tries to clear it out, and eventually he's fouled. But Rizak did a good job there. He's so strong. Howie Rizak, 6'4". He's going to play linebacker at Hutchinson in football. He's going to be in the Shrine Bowl. They recognize him between games tonight. And he's so strong that he had the ball, and there's 2 Rossville players around him, and eventually you were going to commit a foul because he was not going to let that ball go out of his hands. Second foul, McDonald. This is the first team foul. In fact, that second team foul in Rossville. No, I was correct the first time. First team foul. Here's Gallegos. Over to DeVader. DeVader, hesitate, dribble, goes baseline. Now throws it over to Brady Hurla in front of St. Mary's bench. Hurla fakes pass, dribbles right, leans in and banks it up off the window. Brady Hurla at 15, and it's 35-32. Bears up by 3. Here's Miller, and a reach-in foul called on Brady Hurla. I think the officials done a really good job tonight, both in the girls' and boys' game. when you don't mention officials very much, that means they've done a wonderful job. Nobody's perfect. Odds are they're going to miss a call. Maybe already missed a call I didn't recognize tonight, but they've done a nice job. I think they've been very consistent. 35-32, under four to play, third quarter. Bears with the lead, Roscoe with the ball. Donovan guarded there by Brady Hurla. That's a great athletic matchup. Donovan a junior, Brady Hurla a senior. Here is Jack behind a drive, trying to shake Brady Hurla. Puts up the tough shot, baseline misses, ball tipped out. Gallegos had it, taken away by Horak. Horak turns, shoots, and scores. Horak has given him good minutes off the bench. He has seven, and it's 35-34. St. Mary's lead is trimmed to one yet again. DeVader has a good look. Three-pointer up, off to the left, ball tipped out, and Gallegos puts it in. He has 13, and it's 37-34. Donovan to the trailer, Miller. Miller, three, to tie. Yes! Miller swishes the trifecta top of the circle. His third triple of the night. He has 13. We're all knotted up at 37. Hurla, deep three is too strong. Rebound, Jackson had it. Knocked away by Badura, out of bounds. That looks like it was off Jackson. Instead, they're going to say his last touch by Badura. McCann comes in. Gallegos goes out. The four threes made tonight by Roscoe. Three by Miller. Horak has the other. 37-37 tie. Roscoe still looking for their first lead of the evening. Last year also beat St. Mary's both times they met. Summers over to DeVader. Here's Hurla. Pump fake. Leans in. Lost it on the way up. I think Miller altered that shot. Now the outlet pass. Jackson tips it. Miller had it. Knocked out of bounds by DeVader far side. And it'll stay with Roscoe. And Jacoby McDonald is out for about a minute. He's back in. Makai Jackson checks out. 2:28 to go, third quarter. We're tied at 37. Coach McDonald talking to an official to my right. Here's McDonald. 5'5 junior point guard, captain of the ship, master of the controls, running the point. Here's Donovan. Pull up on the baseline, off the dribble, in and out. Rebound comes to Gallegos. He was out for just a moment. Here's DeVader. Over to Summers in the left corner. Lobs it far corner. Gallegos fakes the three. Here's McCann. Had it poked away for a moment. Poked away a second time, and he loses it. Here's McDonald. Roscoe can take the lead. McDonald all the way to the hoop. Layup. Missed it. Badura follow. Won't go. McCann the rebound. And in a foul. Well, McDonald did everything right. Just couldn't finish. See who it's on. It's on Badura, his second. Second team foul on the Bulldogs. Minute 45 to go, third quarter. We're all knotted up at 37, even Steven. St. Mary's biggest lead has been 7 at 22-15. St. Mary's led by 2 at halftime. Jackson high screen. DeVader bounce past the Brady Hurla. Back to DeVader. DeVader drives with his left hand. Nowhere to go with it. Now a foul on Horak. His first, third foul on the Bulldogs. St. Mary's in the white uniforms with the blue numerals and lettering with the St. Mary's on the front. Roscoe with the word Ville in white on the front of their jerseys above their numbers in white. Black jerseys and the white numerals outlined in the red. Here is Summers. Get past. Dangerous one stolen by Miller. Miller going all the way against DeVader. Oh, and DeVader went down and took it away as Miller had the ball low and was bringing it back up high. That was mostly ball. But it's still a good foul by DeVader, although that is his third. You don't let Miller have an easy bucket. In fact, the foul is on the floor. So even better, he doesn't get to shoot free throws. Team fouls even at three here in the third quarter. Minute 15 to go in the third. Donovan, three from the corner. Good! Jack Donovan set play on the out of bounds. And Roscoe has the first lead tonight, 40-37. Roscoe had St. Mary's number last year. See if they have it again this year. Brady Hurla, DeVader to try to answer. It's off the mark. Rebound Jackson, put back good. What a rebound by Cyprian Jackson. He has seven. And it's 40-39. Roscoe by one. Full court pressure. Full court man. Here's McDonald. Nearly slipped far sideline. Bounce pass ahead to Horak. Horak double teamed and trapped near side. Gets it to Donovan. Will Cook calling for the ball. He was open for a moment. Back to Horak. A deep three right of the key. Short. Rebound Cook. Ball knocked away. Loose. DeVader hits the deck, and they're going to say it's Rossville ball. 26.5 to go. Donovan hitting that three. Finally off the schneid from downtown. Box set on the out of bounds. Here's Horak to Donovan. Goes by Brady Hurla, puts up a shot, partially blocked, goes right to Cook, who lays it in, right place, right time. Cook has five, 42-39 Rossville. 15 seconds to go here in the third quarter from St. Mary's. Bears down by three. Brady Hurla checking the clock. High screen set by Jackson. Hurla, step back, nothing there. Skips it over to Summers. Summers, not aware of the clock. Now he put up a challenge shot, and he's fouled. And boy, that was a bailout there. St. Mary's had nothing going, and the foul is on Horak. That's his second. Fourth team foul, and Summers in the act of shooting on top of that. First one on the way is good. Summers with his first point of the night, averaging 7 a game. Started some last year as a sophomore. Now comes off the bench as a junior, and he swishes the second. 42-41, 9-tenths of a second left. McDonald fires it from 78 feet wide right, and that's the end of the third quarter. 42-41, Rossville with the lead. Back in 1 minute. This is high school basketball, 96.9 The Pulse.
Calling all you grain haulers. Get a new tarp or trap system for your grain trailer or end dump at Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill. Clements Welding and Supply are dealers for Sherlock, Sioux City Tarps, and now Thunderstone. Upgrade your manual crank system with a new electric or hydraulic system, or replace a damaged tarp. Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, your go-to location for all your tarp needs. Clements Welding and Supply is also a Minimizer fender dealer for all welding repairs of all kinds as well. Come see Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, Kansas.
Doug's Pharmacy on Main Street in Rossville cares about the community they serve. They offer 24-hour emergency service, delivery service, durable medical equipment, and can handle all your prescription needs. Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, proud to support our local schools.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And welcome back. Wade Gershon with you, along with studio engineer MJ, as Rossville leads 42-41 to start the fourth quarter. St. Mary's led the entire way until about a minute remaining there in the third. Nice pass off of Summers' hand, stolen. Comes out to Horak. Nice pass to Cook. He can't finish the layup, though. Rebounded there by Summers for St. Mary's. Given some room, doesn't take the shot, picks up the dribble, needs some help now, finds Brady Hurla. Brady picked up there by McDonald out of that 2-3 zone, a three on the way, swish by Gallegos. He has 16, averages 9 a game, his second triple tonight, the third for the team, and St. Mary's is back in front, 44-42. Horak into the front court. Far sideline, McDonald picks up the dribble, hounded there by Brady Hurla. St. Mary's stays in a man-to-man. Miller turns the corner. Off-balance shot. Doesn't go. Rebound. Fought for. It's loose. Good check out by Jackson. And Gallegos comes away with it. Then lost it. Took his eye off the ball. Checking with his head coach. And turns it over. Here's McDonald. Back to Miller. A three from way downtown. Missing from the left wing. And rebounded there by Gallegos. 44-42. In favor of St. Mary's. Here's DeVader. Still looking for his first point of the night. Steps in. What a crossover. And switches it. Little floater. Nothing but nylon. DeVader's off the schneid. He has his first two. 46-42. Crafty ball handling move. And now back to McDonald. A little bit out of control. Misses. Hit the ball to the backboard with the shot. 5-on-4 the other way. DeVader fakes the three. Now steps back off the dribble. This three is off the mark. Rebounded by Miller. I think DeVader should have shot that right off the bat. He was in rhythm. Now Donovan has it. Guarded by DeVader. Donovan steps in, left elbow jumpers up, no, but foul by DeVader, and then DeVader has picked up his fourth. With 6:13 to go, McCann will check in. First team foul of the quarter on the Bears. Free throw up and good by Donovan. Excellent foul shooter. Will Cook is out. Badura back in. Makai Jackson is in. McDonald gets a breather. And McCann is in for DeVito, who's out with the four fouls. So Donovan hits both free throws. He now has seven. As I said, he can score points in a hurry. 46-44. St. Mary's by two. Brady Hurley into the corner. McCann fakes the three. Goes baseline. Bounce pass to the cutter. Summers up and no. Ball loose. And McCann comes away with a great effort by Killian McCann, a 5'11 junior. Here's Summers all the way to the hoop. No. Jackson trying to get a rebound. Checked out there by Badura. Badura back the other way. Donovan open. Three-pointer bouncing off. Ball tipped out. Hurla has it. Boy, that was probably the first wide-open look Donovan's had from three. Hurla, Eurostep, puts it up and scores in the lane with the right. Boy, he had to use some upper body strength to finish. A little bit of contact. No call. 48-44. St. Mary's. Brady Hurla with 17. He averages 16 a game. Badura posting up against McCann. And going in to tie him up or try to tie him up, Brady Hurla. Jump ball. Good dig by Brady Hurla. Arrow stays at Rossville. 5:22 to play here in the fourth quarter. Donovan will throw it in. Hits it to Badura. Now to Horak. And throws it away. They're trying to get a Donovan off the screen. Donovan knew that they're overplaying it. Went backdoor cut. And they weren't on the same page to turn it over. That play is designed to be a corner three. So you can understand the pass. Here's Brady Hurla. Stumbles and bump foul called. First one on Rossville here in the fourth quarter. It is on Horak. That's his third. Well, Taysom didn't play there before Christmas break, and neither did Brady Hurla for St. Mary's. And yet the Bears still started the year undefeated without him as Jackson leaves it short on the inbound. Hold the string. Jackson, Makai Jack the other way, scores for Rossville. So one Jackson misses, the other is able to finish. 48-46 to the high post Summers. Back to Gallegos. Lobs it to Summers on the wing near side. Into the paint. Right-handed hook. Doesn't fall. And rebound Miller and a foul called on the Bears. And this foul's on Cyprian Jackson. That's his third. Second team foul. 48-46. St. Mary's lead is two. 4:43 to go, fourth quarter. Full court man-to-man. Rossville breaks it. They have a two-on-two. And hustling back is McCann to guard Donovan. Miller leads the way with 13. Badura puts it up off the window. No, but a foul whistled against the Bears. Strong move to the goal there by Badura. Fouls on Brady Hurlett, his second, third team foul. Badura's first free throw is up and short. Badura has been held to 2 points so far tonight. Miller with 13, Donovan with 7. 7 for Horak off the bench for the Bulldogs. Second free throw, swish. 48-47, biggest lead of the game, 7 for St. Mary's. We're also led by 3. Here's Brady Hurla off the dribble. Misses short on the three-pointer from the wing. Rebound Rezac. Back to Summers. And they will set it up. 4:15 to go in this fourth quarter. St. Mary's 48. Rossville 47. Hurla flips with the left and scores off the window. Brady Hurla has 19. And it's 50-47. St. Mary's. Back the other way. Badura behind the back dribble. Diamond picked up there by Gallego. Donovan can't shake him. Badura, screen set by Donovan. Badura, strong to the hoop, goes up, counted, and a foul. Badura, using his length and his big strides to come off that screen and able to score. Chance for three. Foul on Rezac, his second. 14th foul. Next foul put Rossville into the double bonus. Badura misses the free throw, however. And it's a one-point game, 50-49. Brady Hurla plays it left side. McCann, not a good pass. Trying to go to Summers. Knocked away by Miller. Stolen by Makai Jackson. Flips it. Donovan, a deep three. Yes! In front of the Rossville bench. Donovan matches his number, which is three. His second three of the game. Timeout, St. Mary's. 3:26 to go, fourth quarter. Rossville back up by two on the Donovan three. Back in 1 minute.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because whether it's a family road trip in your dream car or hosting a family reunion in your dream home, Michelle Martin's agency can help you feel protected so you can enjoy those dreams with peace of mind. Bundle your home and auto and save up to 23%. Contact Michelle Martin or risk advisor Ashley Lannon for a quote today. Call 785-437-2274 or email mmartinagency@amfam.com.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
3 minutes, 26 seconds left, fourth quarter, 52-50. Rossville with the lead after the three-pointer by Jack Donovan. Coach Bradley and St. Mary's calling a timeout. It was the Bears draw up. They go into Rezac. He puts it up and scores with a left hand and a foul. So they go into the big guy. And Howie Rezac at 6'4", able to turn to his left hand and score. Foul is on Miller, his first. Second team foul in Rossville. Rezac has six and a chance to give the Bears the lead again. The line for the traditional three-point opportunity. And he knocks it down. 53-52, St. Mary's. 3:12 to go. This has been a great one, as we anticipated. Vedura. Screen set by Donovan. Vedura goes into the hoop again and scores on the exact same play he did just moments ago. He has seven, and it's 54-53, Rossville. Back and forth we go. DeVader back in with the four fouls. Here's Brady Hurla. Over to Gallegos. Rezac has it. Back to Gallegos in the left corner. Plays it to Brady Hurla. One hand pass to DeVader. Here's Jackson. Three-pointer. Cyprian misses from the corner. Not sure if that's a shot they want. And rebounded Rossville. Vedura, guarded by Rezac. They should go pick and roll with Donovan and Vedura again. Instead, Miller goes in and tries to jam with his right hand. He left it short. Rebound, though, Vedura. Then Donovan's fouled by DeVader, going for a loose ball, and DeVader just fouled out. Tough break for DeVader. Loose ball. He's trying to go catch it on the save, and he just fouled out of the game. Finishes with just the 2 points. I think Summers will come in. Boy, a strong move by Miller. He tried to dunk it, driving from the left side. And came a little bit short. The reason he came up short was there was Rezac flying over in Jackson to try to alter the shot. That's a 15th foul on St. Mary's. Rossville would be wise to drive it, continue to drive the ball, and see if the officials will blow the whistle, because they'll be shooting double bonus the rest of this fourth quarter. Donovan outstanding free throw shooter, but he misses the first. Second free throw up, and he makes that one. He has 11, and it's 55-53, Rossville. 2:20 to play. Brady Hurla over to Summers. Dangerous pass to Gallegos, left of the key. A little crossover into the paint, gives it to Rezac. Rezac leans in, and charge called. Donovan really sold that charge. Some people for St. Mary's probably thinking that that was a bit of a flop. There are flop warnings now that you can implement as an official. So an offensive foul on Rezac, that's his third. Makai Jackson over to Vedura. So McDonald stays on the bench there, starting point guard. Jackson is in there instead. 55-53, Rossville. Minute 50 to go. A lob underneath. Miller catches. Can't finish. Rezac the rebound. Boy, Brader Hurley came over, helped defense, and now I've gotten a piece of that. Looks like it's going to be an easy layup. And now timeout by St. Mary's. It's a full timeout. We'll take one as well. Minute 40 to go. 55-53 Rossville by two here in the fourth quarter. Back in 1 minute, this is high school basketball, 96.9 The Pulse.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Ready to find your path to financial freedom? Turn to Horak Legacy Group. We're an independent financial services company dedicated to helping you with tailored strategies and top-tier insurance solutions. Protect your family and plan for a brighter future. Family-owned and locally rooted with offices in Rossville and Topeka, trust Wendy Horak and our team for your hometown financial planning needs. Horak Legacy Group, where your financial legacy begins. Those who prepare for their future have one.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Terrific game between two state-ranked teams. Rossville ranked 6th in 2A. St. Mary's 9th in 3A. 55-53 Rossville with the lead. St. Mary's the ball. Minute 36 to go here in the fourth quarter. Zach Summers has it between the circles. He's on the floor because Ben DeVader's fouled out. Gallegos has it in the corner. Lobs it for Rezac. Rezac steps through. Puts it up with the right. Scores, and we're tied. Rezac with 9, 55-55. And 5 lead changes in this second half. Most of those in the fourth quarter. St. Mary's fans wanting defense. Here's Madura. Goes by Rezac. Flips it up and score it. Count it. And another three-point opportunity for Cameron Madura. But right now, Rossville recognizes that Madura can take Rezac off the dribble. So they're bringing him out on the perimeter, and then Madura driving by him. And the help foul was called on Cyprian Jackson, his fourth. Madura free throw is up, and he knocks it down. He has 10, and it's 58-55 with a minute 3 to play. Here is Summers over to Brady Hurla. Brady to left elbow. Fires it in the near corner to Cyprian Jackson. Back to Brady Hurla. Brady Hurla at 3 to try to tie it off the back iron. No. Rebound. Tie up between Horak and Rezac. And the arrow stays with St. Mary's. Great effort by Horak and Rezac. Two really tough football players, too. Timeout on the floor. 47.4 seconds to play. 58-55 in favor of Rossville. We'll keep it here. Cameron Madura, just 2 points going into the fourth quarter, but he has 8 of his 10 in this fourth frame. A couple of three-point plays. And so now it's on the St. Mary's coaching staff to draw up a play here. Down 3. You don't need the 3 to tie it. I mean, sure, you'll take it. But what you want to do here is get a good shot. No matter what, get a good look. Whether it's a quick 2, or even if it takes 10 or 15 seconds to get the 2, it's no big deal. There's 47.4 to play. If you have an open 3, you take it. St. Mary's led the entire first half, led by as many as 7. Rossville's led by as many as 3, which is what they have right now. 58-55 advantage. Open, Gallegos, 3, short. Rebound, Cyprian Jackson gives it back to Rezac. Rezac turns, back to Jackson. Diagonal pass, what a look. Brady Hurla, 3, is short. Summers the rebound, gives it to Rezac. He leans in and scores. And a timeout called, I think. Let's see. So the bucket counts for Rezac. Now flop warning issued against Rossville. So no technical, no free throw, just a flop warning. 58-57 Rossville. Rossville had a chance there. 2 or 3 misses for St. Mary's, but they couldn't grab the rebound. And boy, Brady Hurla had an open 3 in the corner. Just couldn't knock it down to tie it. Here's Donovan. His pass is tipped by Rezac. Boy, Horak was open for a layup going to the rim. And it's a good thing Rizak got his hand on that one. Two timeouts remaining for Rossville, one timeout for St. Mary's. 23.3 to go, fourth quarter, 58-57. Rossville with the lead. Dangerous pass. And Makai Jackson catches it and then fouled by Brady Hurla. That was a quick whistle. Brady Hurla's third. And so Makai Jackson to the line. Normally McDonald's on the floor at the end of the game, but he had a few turnovers and struggled finishing at the rim a few times. And his head coach, also his dad, has gone with Makai Jackson. The lefty, free throw. Oh, it was a brick. It hit the back iron, but it deadened and then backspin right into the net for the free throw. Jackson saying, thank you very much. 59-57. Rossville by two. Second one up. Oh, that's an air ball. So 59-57 with 22 seconds to play. A two will tie it. A three would win it. And Phil Spradley wants a timeout, and he'll use it. It's his final timeout. 19.2 to play, back in 1 minute. Rossville by two here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Ensure your needs today by contacting Garrett Donovan with Tyner Insurance Group at 785-640-9377. Garrett is a trusted choice independent insurance agent who can compare different insurance companies and tailor coverage to your individual needs. Plus, he can advocate for you and prioritize your best interests. Get the personalized service you deserve with a trusted choice agent. Garrett Donovan with Tyner Insurance Group at 785-640-9377. Your trusted partner for all your insurance needs. Backed by the Trusted Choice Network. Go Dawgs!
At Gray's Auto Repair and Towing in St. Mary's in Rossville, you can rest easy knowing that their highly skilled and experienced auto service professionals are handling your vehicle. Their technicians bring years of experience, skill, and education to the auto repair table. Gray's Repair offers 24/7 towing and is dedicated to their customers as they're locally owned and operated to serve you. So, if your vehicle needs some TLC or are in need of a tow, contact Gray's Auto Repair in St. Mary's or Rossville.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, what do you know? The combination of Wade and MJ equals a great basketball game. 19.2 to play here in the fourth quarter on 96.9 The Pulse. Rossville leading for St. Mary's 59-57. St. Mary's with the ball to the timeout. Brady Hurla, Summers is out there along with Jackson, Gallegos, and Rizak. Brady Hurla shoots one, backpedaling and short for about 28 feet. Not a good shot. Rebounded by Horak. Boy, Coach Spradley is not happy with that shot, and nor should he be. That was not a good shot. There's plenty of time. I mean, there's 8.6, and when he shot it, there's about 11 on the clock, and that was almost like treated like a shot clock was winding down. That was a guarded fadeaway three from 25, 26, 27 feet. Not the shot Coach Spradley wanted out of the timeout. So Harrod got fouled after getting the rebound, hits the first free throw, and this could seal the deal. Trying to make a two-possession game. It's on the way, and it is good. Ice water in his veins. St. Mary's does not have any timeouts. 61-57. Gallegos, three, on the way. Switches it, but St. Mary's can't stop the clock. Rossville doesn't even have to inbound it, and that's your game. 61-60, Rossville wins. St. Mary's did not have a timeout to stop the clock on the switch three by Gallegos' far side. It went through the net. And, yeah, 5 seconds to inbound it. Went to the net with four. And Rossville wisely did not try to throw it inbound. Smart basketball and IQ by Badura. And Rossville knocks off St. Mary's for the third straight time. They swept the season series last year, and they beat St. Mary's for the first time here this year. They'll meet again in 20 days. That was a league game here tonight. So St. Mary's now 5-1 in league, 11-2 overall. So Rossville improves to 10-4. 5-3 in the league. They'll meet again in 20 days, which we're halfway on 96.9 in Rossville. It will be a non-league game. But Jason Horak with a couple of clutch free throws there at the end to finish the game. Brady Hurla, a challenge fadeaway three after St. Mary's timeout. And like I said, they would have liked to have a better shot than that. And then Horak got the rebound, give him credit, knocked down two free throws. And then Gallegos hits the three-pointer, but Will Spradling can use his final timeout to try to drop a play with about 20 seconds to go, and Rossville ends up winning by one, 61-60. Back on a post-game show in 2.5 minutes on 96.9 The Pulse.
Bucati Companies in Rossville is here to protect your quality of life. They provide products and services to individuals and families that help build and protect their health and financial security throughout all stages of life. Bucati Companies can assist in a variety of ways, whether it be helping with employee benefits, HR consulting and training, property and casualty insurance, benefit administration, payroll and accounting, to even helping with compliance. They do all of this with a proven track record of service, knowledge, teamwork, and integrity. Bucati Companies in Rossville, expertise you experience. Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband John, an investment advisor representative with Horak Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horak Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Maripal Wealth Management, LLC. Horak Legacy Group, LLC and Maripal Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
Let St. Mary's Teamworks be your go-to place for all of your favorite team screen printing and spirit wear needs. They can do customized printing on all types of apparel and can have it ready when you need it. St. Mary's Teamworks in St. Mary's, here for your screen printing and spirit wear needs.
Serving the area since 1987, L&L Automotive in St. Mary's is ready to help you with your car restoration. Need a classic car upgrade? L&L Automotive in St. Mary's can restore your car to your wants and needs. For more information, call 785-437-3724.
Start your dream home now at Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
Stock Grower State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14 month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, a fantastic basketball game here this evening between St. Mary's and Rossville. We've been very fortunate this year. These matchups we've had on 96.9 The Pulse have not disappointed when we've had matchups between two state-ranked teams. And this one, the latest installment of a classic, as Rossville wins over St. Mary's 61-60. St. Mary's led 8-2. Rossville called a timeout. Cameron Miller came out firing. Back-to-back threes were tied at 8. St. Mary's led 12-8, then 12-11 at the end of one. St. Mary's biggest lead of the night was 7, 22-15. Coach McDonald called a timeout, and then Taysen Horak hit a three right out of the timeout. They hit 22-18, kind of stemmed the tide a little bit. St. Mary's led by 2 at the break, 28-26. Rossville did not have their first lead of the game until late in the third quarter on a Jack Donovan three. His first three of the night made it 40-37. Rossville led by 1 going in the fourth, 42-41. Fourth quarter, we had 4 lead changes, and Rossville took the lead for good on a three-point play by Cameron Madura at the 104 mark to make it 58-55. We were tied at 55, and then the three-point play by Madura. St. Mary's would score to cut it to 1. Rossville would make 1 out of 2 free throws by Makai Jackson. That cut it to 2. 22 seconds to go, St. Mary's called a timeout. Ended up shooting a deep three-pointer with about 10 seconds remaining. Rebounded off the miss. Horak came away with the pumpkin. He was fouled. He goes the other end to my right. Calmly sinks 2 free throws. Makes a 2-possession game. St. Mary's was out of timeouts after calling their last one to set up the previous possession. And Gallegos hits the 3, but the ball went through the net with 4 seconds remaining. Rossville wisely did not inbound the ball as the clock continues to run. And Rossville comes away with the victory. Big win for Rossville. They had just played Nemaw Central, lost by 1, 52-51, tough loss. Now they turn around and they win by 1, sandwich in between a big win last night, 65-38 over Jeff West. So this got feel good for the Bulldogs. They are now 10-4 on the year, 5-3 in league play. They are led tonight by Cameron Miller with 13 points and 3 triples. 10 points for Cameron Dura, 8 of those in the fourth quarter, 2 three-point plays. Jack Donovan, 11 points. 9 in the second half, 3 of 4 from the line, 2 three-pointers. Jacoby McDonald with 4 free throws, he had 4 points. Taysen Horak, 9 points. including a three in the first quarter and those two clutch free throws. 3 points from Makai Jackson, including one or two from the line late that they needed. Brock Bush had 6 points, and Will Cook had 5 points off the bench. Rossville solid to line, 14 of 18. I had them down with just 9 turnovers tonight, and they hit 6 threes. Three by Miller, 2 by Donovan, and also 1 three-pointer made by Tayson Horrock. Rossville will be at Sabetha on Friday. Tuesday, they'll host Royal Valley. For St. Mary's boys, they're now 11-2, 5-1 in league play. And they were led tonight by Brady Herla and Alex Gallegos. They both had 19 this evening. Gallegos had 3 threes, including that 3 there at the very end. Herla had a 3-pointer as well. 7 points for Cyprian Jackson. 2 points for Zach Summers. 2 for Ben DeVader. Howie Rizak had a nice game inside. He had 11 points. St. Mary's unofficially with 11 turnovers. They were 6 of 7 from the line, so didn't get the line a lot. They did make 4 three-pointers, 3 by Gallegos and 1 by Brady Herla. Boys final, Rossville 61, St. Mary's 60. They'll play again in 20 days. Earlier tonight, a girls final, St. Mary's over Rossville, 63-44. St. Mary's led 21-18, went on 12-0 run in the second quarter, led by 15 at halftime, went on to get the win. St. Mary's girls hit 5 three-pointers in the first quarter alone. They hit 8 threes for the game. And the 6'3 senior center, Hayden Heim, she is an absolute star. At 31 points in the game, 2 three-pointers, 5 of 6 on the line, numerous blocks and rebounds. Isabella Hurla chipped in with 11 and 3 threes. Jalen Breeze with 10 points, couple of threes. Lady Bears now 8-5 on the season, 5-1 in league play. Rossville falls to 6-8, 1-7 in girls action. Riley Dick led the way with 23 points, 14 in the first half, as St. Mary's girls win 63-44. So the girls and boys of Rossville will be at Sabetha Friday. Tuesday, host Royal Valley. Girls and boys of St. Mary's will be at Holton on Friday. Tuesday, they'll host Nemaw Central. And next Thursday, they'll be at Silver Lake, which we'll have for you on 96.9 The Pulse. We'll also have basketball tomorrow night, Silver Lake at Holton. A makeup from a game earlier in January on 96.9 The Pulse tomorrow night and on the Holton channel, Silver Lake at Holton. Pregame probably a little ahead of 6 o'clock tomorrow night. Justin Fluke will have the call here on The Pulse and on the Holton channel. And then, of course, the boys' game is, we just recapped, Rossville winning 61-60. Big thank you to our sponsors tonight. They include Cindy Glenn, Realtor, Coldwell Banker, American Home, Performance Tire and Auto in Topeka, Bukati Companies in Rossville, Integrity Insurance in Topeka, Horrock Legacy Group of Rossville in Topeka, Next Tech, Silver Lake Bank, Clements Welding and Morrill, Michelle Martin, American Family Insurance Agent in St. Mary's, Grace Auto Repair in Rossville and St. Mary's, Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, L&L Automotive in St. Mary's, St. Mary's Teamworks, Miller Motors in Rossville, Doltmeyer Homes, Bob's Janitorial, Pioneer Insurance in Rossville, and Stock Growers State Bank. Thanks to all those sponsors. You have a chance to tell them thank you for making these broadcasts available to you on the radio, 96.9 The Pulse, CozaFM.com, and download the free MSC Radio Group app on your smartphones, and you can listen wherever you may be on Earth. Big thanks to MJ, our studio engineer. Once again, MJ and I, we had a great one tonight. Girls game, not as close as we would have hoped, although the rematch in 20 days in Rossville, if Nora Burdick is healthy, that game could be definitely a different type of game. And then the boys game was terrific tonight, as we mentioned. Once again, your final scores for the final time. St. Mary's girls win 63-44 over Rossville. Rossville boys come away with a hard-fought win, 61-60 over St. Mary's. Thanks for tuning in to High School Basketball on 96.9 The Pulse. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday evening, everyone.